Fighting under Custer's command at the Little Bighorn were roughly 600 men of the 7th Cavalry. Now, although this was the US Cavalry, and slightly more than half these men had been born in the USA, the rest came from 16 different nations. As such, they illustrate what sort of nation the USA was, a nation of immigrants. In the 19th century, people emigrated from Europe to the USA in search of a new life. Some were attracted by the offer of free land and new opportunities. Some were looking for an escape from poverty and unemployment at home, whilst others were looking to escape from religious persecution. And some of these emigrants found their way into the army. Typical of the emigrant experience were two of Custer's men who were listed as having been born at sea on the ships carrying their parents to America. One of them was 31-year-old Sergeant Major William H. Sharrow, who was serving on Custer's staff and who died with him. Amongst the nationalities, there were Canadians, Danes, English, French, Greek, Hungarians. There were four Italians, all of whom survived. One of them, Lieutenant Charles de Rudio, was actually Count Carlo Camillo de Rudio. He had served on the private staff of Garibaldi in his campaign to unify Italy. Then there were Privates August Devoto and John James, formerly known as Giovanni Casella. The fourth Italian was trumpeter John Martin, formerly known as Giovanni Martini, who had served as a drummer boy in the Italian army fighting the Austrians. He carried the final message from Custer to Captain Benteen, and so was the last man to see Custer alive. All had come to the USA seeking a new life and new opportunities, and to escape the war and instability in their homeland. And all had to some extent anglicised their names to fit into their new world better. Another trumpeter to survive was Alois Boiner, one of the 78 Germans at the Little Bighorn. He'd been born in Baden. Originally a musician, he served in the Union Army in the Civil War and was captured and spent time as a prisoner of war before ending up in the 7th Cavalry out on the Great Plains. He survived the battle too and eventually left the army and settled in Iowa. The other well-represented nationality at Little Bighorn were the 97 Irish, who had probably emigrated to escape the poverty of their home country and the disastrous potato famine of the 1840s. Two of those who survived, Sergeant Thomas Murray and Private Thomas Callan, were awarded the Congressional Medal of Honour for their bravery on the battlefield. On leaving the army, the latter Thomas eventually settled in Yonkers, New York, where he died in 1908.